news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
This time, it really quite possibly is Infrastructure Week. The Senate on Wednesday voted 67-32 to open debate on the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, the one that was hammered out in negotiations between a group of centrist Republicans and Democrats and the White House. The plan calls for big investments in our public works system, including about $550 billion in new money for roads, bridges, rail, transit, water, and other physical infrastructure. More specifically, it allocates $73 billion to rebuild the electric grid, $66 billion for passenger and freight rail, $65 billion to expand broadband internet access, $55 billion for water infrastructure, $40 billion to fix bridges, $39 billion to modernize public transit, and $7.5 billion to create the first federal network of charging stations for electric vehicles. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and 16 other Republicans voted to advance this compromise legislation. President Biden called the deal, quote, the most significant long-term investment in our infrastructure and competitiveness in nearly a century, adding that neither side got everything they wanted, but that's what it means to compromise and forge consensus, the heart of democracy, end quote. Be reminded, though, this vote was only to open debate. We've still got a long way to go. And in case you are wondering who the 17 Republicans were who voted with the Democrats, along with Mitch McConnell, it's Roy Blunt of Missouri, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, Mike Crapo of Idaho, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, John Hoeven of North Dakota, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Rob Portman of Ohio, Jim Risch of Idaho, Mitt Romney of Utah, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, and Todd Young of Indiana. So far, so good, right? Well, that's only part of the deal. As you know, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has been pursuing a two-pronged approach while the bipartisan group of senators hammered out this deal, which was done in principle yesterday. The other part is where the Democrats are pursuing a go-it-alone approach on a $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill, meaning it will pass with just 51 votes. No Republicans are necessary. All along, Democrats were clear that one would not pass without the other. And Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she will not bring any bills on infrastructure to the floor until the Senate passes both a bipartisan bill and the larger one through budget reconciliation. So enter Kyrsten Sinema, who just had to rain on the parade by announcing her opposition to the other part of the equation. Seriously, the hopefully soon-to-be unemployed senator from Arizona released a statement that read, quote, after reviewing the Senate Budget Committee's outline, I have told Senate leadership and President Biden that I support many of the goals in this proposal to continue creating jobs, growing American competitiveness, and expanding economic opportunities for Arizonans. I have also made clear that while I will support beginning this process, I do not support a bill that costs $3.5 trillion. And in the coming months, I will work in good faith to develop this legislation with my colleagues and the administration to strengthen Arizona's economy and help Arizona's everyday families get ahead. Huh? Sinema did not specify a price tag she'd find acceptable. Shortly after she released this statement, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez fired back with a tweet that read, good luck tanking your own party's investment in childcare, climate action, and infrastructure while presuming you'll survive a three-vote House margin, especially after choosing to exclude members of color from negotiations and calling that a, quote, bipartisan accomplishment. Oh, boy. To be continued. The other big news of the day concerns our current surge of COVID-19 infections and new guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urging people to once again wear masks indoors, which prompted some new mask mandates in cities, states, schools, and businesses. And the attending physician in the House of Representatives announced that the chamber would reinstate its mask mandate as this virulent Delta variant of the coronavirus drives the largest surge of infections. So you know what happens next, right? House Republicans responded with fighting and yelling, and Congressman Chip Roy of Texas trying and failing to get the House to adjourn for the day on Wednesday because he didn't want to wear a mask. Asked to respond to Kevin McCarthy's rejection of the reimposed mask mandate, Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't hold back. She told reporters, quote, "He is such a moron." Gotta agree with that one. An 8.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Alaska late Wednesday, triggering a tsunami warning that was lifted about 2 hours later. And despite the resurgence of new COVID infections, the four-day Lollapalooza Festival kicks off in Chicago on Thursday. They are requiring proof of vaccination or clean COVID tests and masks for those unvaccinated, but I can't help but think this is not going to end well. And finally, the U.S. economy grew at a robust 6.5% rate April through June, and weekly jobless claims dropped by 24,000 to 40,000. These reports are another sign that the job market and economy continues to recover rapidly from the coronavirus recession. Now, if we could only convince everyone to get vaccinated, we'd be past this mess. Just saying. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. And please click on that donate button.